everybody. Welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Connor.
And today we have a pre-intermediate lesson, very useful lesson, on buying sunglasses.
Yeah, it's that time of year. It's getting hot where everyone needs to take out their sunglasses.
Right. Put away your umbrellas
yeah.
and take out your sunglasses because it's bright out.
Yeah, hopefully. Put away your umbrella because today I had to take out my umbrella.
Here, not so bright and sunny. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we have a lesson today with lots of useful language, yeah. with lots of brands and styles and also kind of talking about what suits your face.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of frame you need for your face shape.
Yeah.
So we'll learn about that. We have a dialogue between a salesman and a customer.
Right. So take a listen and then we'll come back and talk about it.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Tom. What can I help you with today?
Hi, I'm looking for some sunglasses.
We have some great designer sunglasses on sale. What shape of frames do you like?
Well, my face is very heart-shaped, so definitely not oversized.
You're right. For your face, I think cat eye, round, or Wayfarers would suit you.
Do you have any Ray-Ban aviators? I like the look of those.
Those are more for people with oval-shaped faces.
You're right. What do you have in Wayfarers?
Gucci and Chloe are the most popular in that style.
Do they come in metal frames?
No, that style only comes in plastic frames. How about these cat eyes from Dolce & Gabbana? I think they will look very flattering on you. Try them on.
Oh, I like them. I'll take them.
So, we just heard a dialogue between Tom, the salesman, and a female customer. Tom opens up with, "Oh, hi, I'm Tom. What can I help you with today?"
And the girl says she wants some sunglasses.
Right, yeah. And this is really a really useful phrase when you're shopping. I'm looking for. Okay, you don't need to say, I want to buy.
Yeah.
Just, I'm looking for.
Because it also means that you might not buy.
Right.
That you want to see what they have and the prices and things like that. And then you'll make a decision.
Yeah. And sunglasses, we should make that plural.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't want to do, as a noun, it's always sunglasses.
Yeah.
And if you want to make it an adjective, it can be sunglass frames.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as a noun, it's plural.
Yeah, because there are two pieces. There's a left side and a right side.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, Tom then says that there are some great designer sunglasses on sale.
Yeah, these designer ones, I don't have enough money for designer sunglasses.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So a designer something is usually more expensive, usually good quality.
Yeah, it can be much better quality, for sure, yeah.
And they're kind of the luxury brands.
Yeah, luxury. They're made by a specific, like a famous brand like Gucci or
Dolce & Gabbana.
Gabbana or Prada, do they make
Prada,
sunglasses?
Prada, I am sure they do.
Yeah.
So you can also buy anything designer, so designer shoes, designer purses, designer clothes, anything that's made by a famous brand, you can call that designer.
Yeah, designer. And be ready to spend a lot more money on those.
Empty your wallet, yes. Yeah. But in this case, they are actually on sale.
Oh, yeah. So that would be nice. In this case, maybe I would purchase some
exactly.
designs if they're on sale.
Yes. So on sale, great expression. I get happy when I see a sign that says sale.
Yeah.
If something is on sale, it's at a lower price.
Yeah, like a discount. Yeah.
So good time to shop.
The first thing that Tom, the salesman, needs to know is what shape of frames do you like?
Right. So the frames are the kind of outside shape of the glasses.
Yeah, yeah. Like the plastic or the metal part.
Right. And these are the same if you buy regular glasses. They have frames.
Yeah, every glasses has they hold the glass on your face.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
they frame your face.
Exactly. And this is important. Tom asks, what frames do you like? But a person's head shape is really important when you're deciding or choosing the frame. And so that's what the customer then talks about is her head shape.
Yeah. And she says her face is heart-shaped.
Oh, yes, heart-shaped.
So it's a little bit shaped like a heart. So maybe a pointy chin, wider forehead. Mm-hmm. And she wants, or she doesn't want in this case, oversized glasses.
Right, yeah. If something is too big on your face, mm-hmm. That's what this means, oversized. Like over always means like too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Too much.
And oversized glasses are usually mostly round, maybe a little square round. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I personally can't wear them because I look like an insect. my
bug.
Face is pretty small. but in this case, she's like, no, I don't want oversized.
Yeah, and oversized we can also use in other like clothing items, like mm-hmm. shirts, even pants. It's kind of trendy these days to have oversized shirts.
Right.
If you think, if you know Justin Bieber, he kind of has this oversized shirts sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, it's tight or no shirt.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Or no shirt.
But oversized, another word we used for clothing is baggy.
Baggy, yes.
Which is usually a good thing. It mm-hmm. means it's comfortable mm-hmm. and airy mm-hmm. and yeah. stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's definitely a trend.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. So then, yeah, Tom, he agrees. The salesman agrees. You're right. For your face, I think... Oh, and here we have some great descriptions of...
Styles,
yeah. Cat eye, round, or wayfarers.
Right, so cat eye, that's a weird name for kind of glasses.
Uh-huh.
And oddly enough, these are the kind that I have to wear.
Oh, okay.
And basically, like a cat's eye, they're kind of pointed on the outside.
Oh, on the outside, okay.
So mm-hmm. the outside corners kind of go up a little bit, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and they're pointy.
Yeah. So these were popular, I think, in the 1940s or 50s?
Something like that, yeah.
And now they're popular again.
Exactly.
They're round ones. So what are these ones?
So this is kind of very similar to oversized, but they can also be very famous. Person with round, they're two people, John Lennon and Harry Potter.
Oh, Harry Potter. Now I know. So they're kind of like a circle shape.
Circle shape.
Yeah.
Around, if something's round, it's mm-hmm. in a circle shape. Mm-hmm.
So you got to be careful with these ones. Sometimes they don't look good, but sometimes they look great.
Sometimes you have to have a specific style mm-hmm. and personality to pull mm-hmm. those off.
Yeah. Now the wayfarers, these ones I know because I also own a pair of wayfarers.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of have a square shape, but don't go into a shop and say, I'd like square ones. We
right.
say wayfarers.
And round is the only one where you'd actually mm-hmm. use the shape to describe it.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and now you definitely want to take a look in the culture section today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got some pictures there.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. there's pictures about also the styles, mm-hmm. but also, and this connects to the next word, what style would suit your face?
Right, yeah, so suit. This is not like a necktie,
no.
office suit. This is just, it looks good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It what is a very useful word is flattering.
Oh, flattering, and we'll take a look at that. That's also in our dialogue.
Yes.
Yeah.
So take a look at that section and you can then choose your own.
For sure. Yeah. So then the customer, she's actually a little curious. She asks, do you have Ray-Ban aviators?
Mm-hmm.
Aviators. Yeah.
So Ray-Ban is a brand.
Mm-hmm.
And
famous.
You can actually say Ray-Bans.
Mm-hmm. Do you have Ray-Bans?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So any type of Ray-Ban sunglasses. Mm-hmm. It's a very common expression.
Mm-hmm.
And now aviators, what are those?
Yeah. So aviators, if you can imagine pilots
mm-hmm.
in the military flying, you know, the fighter planes,
right.
Those sunglasses that they wear, those are called aviators because those people are aviators. That's a pilot means aviator.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's very trendy for mm-hmm. and very common for pilots to wear those types mm-hmm. of sunglasses.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, so you just call those aviators.
Mm-hmm. If you, there's a famous movie called Top Gun, Tom Cruise, and he wears aviators. Great
right.
movie.
And it's interesting that you say that because mm-hmm. wayfarers actually became popular again because of Tom Cruise in a movie called Risky Business.
Oh, okay.
It's from a long, long time ago, so you might not have seen it. but he also made those popular.
Oh,
so
interesting.
Tom Cruise, sunglass trendsetter.
He makes them popular.
Yes.
Yeah. So then, the salesman has some advice for her.
Mm-hmm.
Those are more for people with oval shaped faces.
Right. Yeah. So an oval is like a long circle.
A long circle, basically, yeah.
Yeah, like an egg shape.
Yeah, yep, egg.
And we've seen this expression before where we have shaped afterwards. Diamond-shaped, heart-shaped as well. You wouldn't say round shape or square shape.
Because round is a shape.
Exactly. So only things that are not necessarily their own shape.
Right, right. Kind of thing. So, yeah. So then oval, so aviators are good for people with oval-shaped faces.
Right.
But she does not have that.
And she says then, what do you have in wayfarers?
Yes. Okay, this is a really good expression. What do you have in? This just means like the options, the types. What do you have? What types
what
do
brands,
you have?
What brands, what styles, what colors, what materials, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
And he says he has Gucci and Chloe.
Good, yeah. So this, it looks like Gucci or Gucci, but it's an Italian, I think.
Italian?
Yeah, Gucci. Gucci. And looks like Chloe?
Chloe. I mean, we just say Chloe.
Chloe, yeah.
But you'll see that little accent. It's just a different pronunciation, but Chloe is fine.
Cool, cool.
But it's not Chloe.
Not Chloe, yeah. So those are the most popular ones. And then the customer wants to know, well, do they come in metal frames?
So come in, are they made in? Are they available in?
Yeah. So again, this in is sort of like the type or the color or the size. You can often say, if you're shopping for clothes, like a shirt, you can say, oh, I like this, but it's not my favorite color. Do you have this in blue?
Or does it come in blue?
Does it come in blue or does it come in a small size?
Yep. And you'll see more of an explanation and more examples for coming in the grammar section today.
Yes, great.
So take a look at that. And she's asking if they come in metal frames.
So metal frames, different types of frames, plastic and metal.
Right. And I personally find metal lighter. They're more comfortable. But it's just, not made of plastic.
Unfortunately, these ones do not come in metal frames, only plastic frames.
Right.
Right.
Then he actually suggests, how about these cat eyes from Dolce & Gabbana?
Okay, so more pronunciation here. Another Italian
designer.
Dolce. Dolce & Gabbana.
Gabbana.
Yeah.
You've probably heard this or seen this designer or own it. Many things from this.
I don't, but
yeah, I don't either.
So maybe you've heard of this company. They're also called D&G.
But in North America, we actually don't say D&G. We say Dolce & Gabbana.
Yeah. Good.
And he thinks they will look very flattering on this woman.
Yeah, this is a great word. So to make somebody or make something look better.
Right. So for me, I'm very short. So things don't necessarily look flattering on me. So, for example, if I wear a very, very long skirt, it makes me look taller.
Oh, okay.
But if I wear a very short skirt, it makes me look even shorter. You know, I don't like my knees. So it's not a short skirt isn't very flattering on me.
Yeah.
Some people say patterns as well. So stripes, lines going across not look so good on everybody.
I've heard of that. Yeah, same for me as well.
Yeah.
Also, flatter can mean to say something really nice about somebody, but it's not necessarily true. Like you say, oh, you look so nice today. Oh, you're so good at that. But it's not true.
It might not be true. But it
might
could
not
also
be true. Yeah.
You know, if your friend gets a new haircut, you can say, oh, that looks really great on you. You could mean it. Or you could kind of just be like, oh, nice haircut.
And
that is not necessarily true.
Yeah. And it's good to remember this one. Something looks, so the verb is look, then the participle flattering, followed by the preposition on. It looks flattering on.
Right. You wouldn't say it looks flattering to you.
No. Flattering on.
But it's always flattering on. And in the expansion sentences, you'll actually see different types of this word, like flattery and flattering.
So take a look at that. Also, it finishes here with try them on. This is just a thing to remember when you're trying clothes. We say try on clothes. Again, not just try.
Yes, exactly. And And when she does try them on, she likes
them. She loves them, yeah.
And says, I'll take them.
Yeah, so, I mean, it just means buy, but it's kind of a for a special situation when you're talking to the salesman or the seller, and it just means, yeah, I choose these. I want these.
I want these ones. Mm-hmm. Not, I will take them and run out of the store.
Right. I'm not going to steal them.
I will pay for them. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good.
All right. So let's take another listen to the dialogue between Tom, the salesman, and the woman buying sunglasses.
Sounds good.
Hi, I'm Tom. What can I help you with today?
Hi, I'm looking for some sunglasses.
We have some great designer sunglasses on sale. What shape of frames do you like?
Well, my face is very heart-shaped, so definitely not oversized.
You're right. For your face, I think cat eye, round, or Wayfarers would suit you.
Do you have any Ray-Ban aviators? I like the look of those.
Those are more for people with oval-shaped faces.
You're right. What do you have in Wayfarers?
Gucci and Chloe are the most popular in that style.
Do they come in metal frames?
No, that style only comes in plastic frames. How about these cat eyes from Dolce & Gabbana? I think they will look very flattering on you. Try them on.
Oh, I like them. I'll take them.
So we just heard the dialogue again, and well, last time we heard a lesson about glasses.
And contacts.
And contact lenses. And this time we have more about sunglasses. We'd like to know, what brands do you like? What face shape do you have?
And what shape is flattering for your face? So you may like a certain shape, but maybe it's not the best for you. So let us know in the comments.
Yeah, and don't forget, you can see all these shapes in the culture section.
Right.
So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you later.
Take care.